They used to go to the bottom to work, and a lot of mosquitoes there, and they got malaria. They'd have malaria a lot. And I'd give those long capsules to my husband when he'd have a spell of malaria. And my youngest son was bad about taking medicine. He'd take anything you give him. The older son wouldn't take anything. And I had three long capsules of quinine on the table. And I had to go, because I said, now, Nora, you take these three capsules when the certain time comes. I couldn't depend on sale. I came back and I said, did you take those capsules? I took one. I said, well, one of them's missing. What happened to that one? And the youngest son, me took it, Mama. And it was a long one. And you know, it makes your ears roar. But I have read, I don't know how true it is, that quinine, and you made me think of that, it was good for leg pains, and I have leg pains a lot. And there's a little quinine in yonder, and I may get some out and take it. And I don't think I have any capsules, though, and it's bitter as gall.
Mm-hmm. Does it make you...
Do you know how they found quinine?
How did what?
How they found it?
No.
The people were, they built the Panama Canal, and all those...
Yes, I do know that. I thought you said, did I know how you did?
Know how they did?
Yes, I do know that.
Now, the limb being in the water, yes. You drink the water, and you stop them, and they finally found out it came from that tree.
Reed, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Reed. Mm-hmm. Does quinine make you... somebody has a high fever and is the bedclothes are all soaked, you say the quinine must have made him...
Perspire, sweat. But if he has a high fever, you can rub him. Rub him with alcohol, that's drying with perspiration, I think. Rub with alcohol. Very high fever. My mother didn't have things all the time like they have now, I mean, some of those old remedies were better than others. But I had one sister that had fever a lot. She'd heat vinegar in a pan and take that hot vinegar and sponge all over and drink her fever would go down.
Hmm. To pass now from disease and illness to death, what terms did you used to use before he died?
I just say he died. A lot of people say he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Anybody use any crude terms?
Negroes say he passed, and that's all. He passed. Mm-hmm. So-and-so passed.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't put the way even on it either. He passed.
Do you ever, people don't like somebody and they hear that he died and you say, well, I hear old such and such, what?
He's gone where he belongs.
Oh, I see. And,
let me tell you a little funny thing about an old man. Old man was in Civil War and he used to, I didn't know him much, but he had a stump. His leg was off at the knee and he had a wooden piece that fastened along up here about his thigh and came on by and wore that wooden leg to walk with. And he was a mean old man. And they had a Confederate reunion. He was in the Confederacy. And they had a Confederate reunion. He went on the train. And he could out-cuss us anybody. And he built a coffin for himself and put it in the attic up, you know, where they stored things up there. And he built it out of hickory